An hour is okay?
Yeah.
Is that all right with you?
Absolutely. I think that's where people's attention spans kind of wane off anyway, usually.
Well, I think it's around 5 minutes.
Oh, not those people.
Not our people.
Yeah.
But I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say to them anymore. I don't know. I don't even know where to start. I have no idea. But just doing my best to move forward and cover what we can.
Yeah.
And that's all you can do.
Yeah. No.
I didn't know really where to go today, but we'll have enough anyway. We might
Oh, yeah.
focus on some maybe some positive things. And I think I've got everything. If you're ready to start,
Sure.
can do that. Might hear some upset 6-year-old in the background. That's all right. It's really hard, like, because I'm homeschooling and she needs to be challenged, you know, and it's not enough.
No,
You know, with little ones, and I don't want to put her in the school because it's terrible down there now. Even primary schools, you know, I don't trust them, and so
no.
I put her in
No.
swimming and things, but they need to be really. I might try Scouts, but even that's not enough.
Yeah, I know.
With little ones at home, you know, it's really
Yep.
hard. And with everything that's happening, yeah, it's tough. You know, doing all the curriculums and things and hard time and not having enough room. We're not like big media here. We just squeeze in what we can. All right. It's non-stop rain here, flooding us out. Things falling apart, mud everywhere. It's insane times.
Yeah.
Got a lot of rain. That's been a bit tough. There you are. I want to put up all your details there. Are you on YouTube anymore now?
Yeah, I don't really post much, but I'll do something every so often, and then I'm surprised if it stays up.
Yeah, I know. Then you go on there, you look at the content, and it's just crazy.
And you can't find anything by searching anymore. They've wrecked all
No, yeah,
that.
I've done all that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, we're in Australia's nuts. They just passed a law where the federal police can hack your accounts now.
Wow.
So the Australian federal police can actually hack into your accounts, websites, social media, emails, everything, and pretend to be you. They can change things. They can modify stuff. So if you've written something, they can erase it and you know, write something else. They can do it.
Wow.
I'm not kidding. It's just crazy. It's insane. The powers that these people have been given and what they're still doing is outrageous. Outrageous. They won't get in my website, but they can go in your Telegram or anything they want.
Wow.
I'll send you the bill
Okay.
that they've done. And now, just because we have an election and you know, people are upset with the current government, you know, which is their right, now they're setting up another federal police task force because they're calling us extremists. You know, that we're going to somehow go and attack politicians or something. You know, it's crazy. More power. It's really crazy here. But as you are, Five Eyes.
Yeah.
We're all Five Eyes. There we are. All right, I'll get into this now for our hour. All right, folks, we are plugged in and ready to go. It's Saturday, the 9th of April, 22, here in Sydney, Australia. And big show today. Amanda Vollmer is plugging back in with me today for the hour. And it's great to have Amanda back on the show again as we continue forward. Always lots to cover. Indeed. indeed. And everything's up on my website, crazfiles.com. So please enjoy, contact me anytime. And thanks to the members as well. Can't keep the site going without you. You guys are awesome. And follow the social media links over there, BitChute and Brighteon and those. That's all connected now. And keep sending through all the great info and links. Strange times, Amanda. Indeed, 2022 has been... wow, I didn't expect this so much, but we're moving forward, trying to stay positive, and I've been following your work and videos and things, and it's very popular, you know. We got a great Telegram channel going. It's not too big, you know, it's but people following us for ages, and they're always posting your great videos, and so you're a popular lady indeed, that's for sure, for good reason. And your websites are doing great, and we can mention those, and I'll put them up on the description as well. You know, I mean, we've been doing so much work here since we last spoke to you, and, you know, speaking with lots of great guests, as you know, lots of people covering a lot of ground. And but, I mean, first of all, how are you going over there in Canada? How's everything been on your end? You're staying safe and continuing your work, and you're probably like us here. I mean, I've never followed any of these COVID restrictions or orders. I've never put a mask on. And I'm still doing it. we're trying to live our lives and stay positive the best we can. There's some kind of scary, frightening details coming out about the inoculated and this technology and all the things that happen. There's a lot of distractions happening. With wars and things and floods here and stuff, you know, and all sorts of weird things going on. But we try to stick to what we know and move forward, look after ourselves and our loved ones and families, and look after our mind, body, spirit, that kind of thing, and keep healthy and away from these jabs and away from this system of darkness and weirdness. So how have you been coping with all of this? Because Canada's been crazy as well, I know. A lot of stuff going on there, and a maniac, really. Posing mm-hmm. as a prime minister. I can't stand him. I just can't stand him, but that's the way that it is. He's doing similar things that we see here with Daniel Andrews in Australia, and they're like dictators, but they're cowards as well. I mean, I look at that guy. He's just so cowardly and pathetic and weak. Makes me sick. But how is everything on your end with all your work? Because we spoke last year. How's it going this year?
Mm-hmm. Thanks, and thanks, Adam, for having me again. You know, it's, I guess we're living in some really interesting times, and I do think it works or is fitting to call this time the apocalypse, because it's revealing. There's so much that we can see now that, not to say we couldn't really see it or touch it a little bit before, but now it's really overt, and the suppression of, you know, our freedoms and our movement, and clamping down on our communications with each other, is a suppression. And, you know, I talk a lot about suppression in health matters, and that when you want to heal, it's the opposite, that you want to express and you want the body to move and to flow and this sort of thing. And when you suppress something really, you know, long or intensely, there's always a workaround. There's always a spring up that comes, because that's nature. That's the way things work. There are laws in this place. And so I think that's one reason why it's becoming so transparent of what's going on. But the crazy part, you know how things are in here in Canada, they've dropped the mask mandates pretty much across all the provinces, I think, except for Quebec. And when I go out, I only see maybe 20% of people or 30% of people without masks. They're still choosing. They've been so cattle prodded and tortured that, you know, this MK Ultra style approach they've been doing on the masses has taken. It's created a bubble of trauma in their subconscious mind, and as by design, and the puppet prime minister and the puppet politicians using their NLP techniques and their other mind control techniques have been able to put that, you know, bubble inside of them and keep feeding it with now new fears, you know, war, you know, this staged war, going from one virtue signaling activity, which is the mask, which I've never, as you have, never donned once and never ever will, you know, moving on to another false flag, you know, and they seem to have broken people's logical acuity, ability to research, which isn't helped by the fact of the censorship, and also somehow their pattern recognition. They don't seem to have that. And I find it quite an interesting study on the psyche, really, to see what types of people have really been unable to come through this and realize that there's a lot to be seen. And I'm guessing there's a lot of the population that don't want to. They'd rather virtue signal and keep programming themselves because it's probably, in their logic, easier to just pretend and play along than to actually wake up and do the work that's required to, you know, come out of this Babylonian insanity. And they're going to regret that. That's the problem. And I know there are many who are already regretting it because they've taken the two jabs plus the booster, and now Canada's offering a fourth because, of course, the liberal communist government has purchased billions of dollars of these ridiculous gene therapy experimental torture devices and fertility damaging genocidal shots, and there seem to be not making those pattern connections again between the fact that they're dying from heart attacks or their babies are being miscarried or, you know, a whole host of other effects on them with these jabs. And of course, the doctors have always been brainwashed to never make the connection between, you know, vaccine and SIDS deaths and vaccines and autism. I mean, that's been going on for a very long time. So I don't really expect much from them, but it's really quite something to behold. And all we can really do is try our best, stay in our own centered self, and to not really, you know, be made into nervous wrecks or depressed or whatever by this, because it, you know, if we fall, then we're really in trouble because there needs to be some sanity and some logic and some critical thinking still going on. So we must really prioritize ourselves and our family's health and well-being, so we can continue to try as much as we can to educate the ready, the ones that, you know, they're done with the systems on some level, or they're starting to see the cracks in the pavement and they need some guidance. And I think that will continue. I can't really speak for this country in a positive way, except for the handful of people that I know that are obviously awake to the agendas. I've never really felt like Ontario was my true home, you know. But it's my my purpose place, I guess, my workplace. Like, I'm here to do something, so I'm here. Not to say I particularly always enjoy it, but it's not for the place, because it's beautiful. It's because of the majority of the people, because you have Toronto and Ottawa. Of course, Ottawa being like a central hub of pedophilia network and satanic rituals and all sorts of, you know, gender bender insanity, and most of them are bought by, you know, the Klaus Schwabians and the New World Order have scooped up all of our Senate, or not all of our Senate, I shouldn't say that, but a good portion of our Senate, but all of the lower level politicians seem to fall into the virtue signaling mind control, right? So they just do whatever it is that they think will get them what they think they want, which is votes. And they don't really care about the actual people or the actual results or standing up for something or believing in something beyond themselves or actually being, putting their neck on the line for it. And of course, if you do, we know what usually happens to them. But if they all did that, then what? Then we'd be able to devise a new system and get out from under the thumb of this. But I tell you, those who do don't see, a nice ending. Like a lot of, there were, I think, four African presidents that were murdered, like last year for standing up against the New World Order. So, and South Africa is trying to stand up against New World Order, and they've lost one of their lawsuits. Actually, not even lost, that the judge wouldn't even grant a hearing for the case, and even charged them for wasting the court's time on it when they dare question the validity of whether there's a virus at all, because they're smart and they're on to the fact that this is actually a pandemic of testing. There's no virus to be found. There's no viral disease. It's a testing pandemic, and we have scientific evidence that shows it's a testing pandemic, with graphs and everything. But they don't want to look at that information. And now it seems they're trying the propaganda yet again, even in my own small community, saying, "Oh, cases are up. So you know how we dropped that mask mandate? Yeah, well, we are going to see about putting that back on because it doesn't look like it's working for our numbers, right?" But it's all a lie. The whole thing is a lie. And the crazy thing is when you look at the statistics around masks, like when masks were begun versus the numbers where social distancing and all this crap happened and the numbers, it didn't change the numbers at all. It didn't change anything at all to their statistics. So nobody knows even where to look or how to figure it out. And I think they're so dumbed down by the fluoride and the GMOs and the other toxins from the sky and from their lifestyles that I don't think they have enough, coins in their brain to rub together to get a spark to even know how to sort this out. So, welcome to the apocalypse. And here we are just working out what we need to work out and preparing, because it's just a matter of time when this system is going to become so unsalvageable that the only way we're gonna get through it is if we're sufficient enough within our own local communities and within ourselves, and moving away from contracting with the government on any level. I refuse to. To me, they're criminal agents with no care or interest of me and mine. Why would I support a regime that's trying to destroy my well-being and my livelihood, or the livelihood of my family, or of others? They're not to be respected ultimately. So we don't have the same weird weather warfare going on as you are there. They seem to be coming after your country, my country, the hardest, at least from what I can see, from what information I can gather. And so they've probably decided that the populations are dull enough, or gullible enough to go after us the most at this, the way they're doing it with the fake COVID. I think they're working other countries differently, and possibly like Norway, Sweden. I think they've already got them into the passport ID system and that sort of thing, to my understanding. So they don't need to really push fake COVID on them the same way. But, here we are just trying to navigate this. I have a lot of friends who are like fed up and they're leaving Canada, and I don't blame them one bit. I still haven't got the green light on that, whether I'm going to flee or not. I'm waiting for it any day. I mean, so far I am, where I am, and my businesses are still thriving. We had a severe DMSO shortage that we're still waiting upon. it could be partly my fault by making DMSO more popular. I'm not too sure. they keep saying, of course, it's from COVID restrictions, and you know that's why shipments are delayed, and everything's really, it's easy to blame it on the fake Patsy COVID, right? Oh, I didn't show up for today because COVID, or you know, I didn't want to go to school today because COVID, or what, you know, it's just the dog ate my homework kind of stuff. But even in our own truth community, you know, I've actually noticed things that were really disappointing to me. Because I think, like I talk with my partner a lot about this stuff, and he's like, look, it's the apocalypse, not just for, you know, the elite and the agendas. It's everyone's apocalypse. Like everybody's stuff. You can't hide things anymore. If you suppress it inside yourself, you know, it will crack you. You will become unhinged. It's like what I said, I think 2 years ago, I think I started talking like this, where I felt like we were in the midst of a judgment day or like a great purge of some sort, where, you know, you were sort of upon your knees and you had to get real with yourself. You know, you have to be authentic no matter what that might look like, no matter the judgments that will come from others, no matter the misunderstandings, and the slander that can come from that, especially someone like myself who's really putting themselves out there. But to see even in our own communities, a lot of division, and a lot of people who are really unstable. Maybe they're using a lot of drugs or something, I'm not sure, but to cope, you know. But I'm seeing a lot of cracks even in our own groups. And I think that's because you can't hide it. You can't hide yourself anymore. So, you know, my feeling is that just try to be as best as you can, really raw and honest with yourself. And whatever I do in my day, I always, you know, give it to the creator and just ask for grace and elegance and to ground me and center me and try to funnel me to where I need to do the work and what, you know, what I need to offer in any given day, and hope that that's the right thing, because I'm asking for the guidance and I'm inviting the guidance. And I really suggest that for people who feel really lost, you know, because it's they're hard times. Like I don't even feel connected with a lot of people right now. I prefer more solitary spaces, and I would rather not mix my energy field with all kinds of chaos out there now, you know, because I've had a lot of people, probably in around 8 or 9 people now, have experiences with the vaccinated and have had negative experiences being around them. Multiple people have started to miscarry their babies, you know, by being around someone vaccinated, more so more recently or fresher vaccinated. You know, and having, and we talked about this, I had spoken about this quite a while ago, because I was noticing the effects, you know, of these people on, you know, others, the non-vaccinated. So I'm coming to the conclusion that the only bioweapon that they've been able to manufacture is the vaccine. And they're doing it, you know, through these people who don't know what's going on, and their biochemistry is so altered that it really affects their hormones, and we produce something called pheromones, and I believe a lot of the signaling, the pheromonal signaling coming off of these people is causing a disarray, you know, in the receptor of those receptors coming, you know, to the person from them. And messing up can easily mess up your menstrual cycles, because that's how, you know, that's how our menstrual cycles work. And when two or more women are around each other for any length of time, the cycles begin to harmonize. And can you imagine if the one woman's vaccinated and her hormone signaling is just gone crazy, what kind of signals are now pinging to the other, you know, or to a childbearing woman? We have lots of stories of menstrual dysregularities, stillbirths, other types of fertility issues, early miscarriages, early births. This even just happened to my niece. Unfortunately, half of my family thinks I'm a heretic and ignores my wisdom, ignores my research, ignores my immense body of work that I've done over, you know, the last 15 years, basically, which is sad for me because they only walk into their own harm. And so my niece was pregnant and got vaccinated. And she had a micropreemie baby at 22 weeks and the baby died. And, you know, now she has a trauma, you know, and I'm not sure if she's ever going to make the connection that she did it, that she killed her own baby. I mean, that's a really hard thing to swallow, that you killed your own child by your ignorance. And to imagine having your aunt be me, you know, and you don't even listen. It's right there. It's like a breeze away from you. And that's how ignorant you are. That's really difficult. Like a lot of people, that's the kind of stuff, if they're authentic and raw and honest with themselves, it's going to sting hard on them. And I think they're afraid or not strong enough psychologically to even cope with what they've done and what they continue to do. So they choose to continue to be blind to it. And that's willful ignorance. And they'll pay for that in the long run. In the short run, I think they think they're getting away with something, like the ego always thinks it does. And I've had a lot of stories of women, you know, the same sort of thing where they went into early labor, but not even by taking the shot, but by being around someone who had the shot, like a mother-in-law or another relative who came to visit. That's my first question now. If someone says to me, I'm having, you know, my periods off, or I'm starting to miscarry, what do I do? My first question to them is, so have you been around anyone vaccinated recently? And invariably it's been yes. So this is a concerning issue. So what have they done to our fellow man to turn them into genocidal bioweapons? And for how long, you know, does this last? So the times are strange and we're coping as best as we can is my summary of that.
Yeah. I agree with everything. And, I've covered a lot of that myself as well. And, so, you know, you bring up so many points there that I've been covering too, you know. The family thing's crazy, especially with yourself there, and that's amazing. Well, I get this a lot, and we hear it a lot. Yeah, they're just stone cold, not going to listen. And the injuries can be hard and fast. Can be a real sledgehammer over the head, indeed, especially when you're dealing with a situation like that and pregnancy. We've had this a few times, actually. We've heard that. Young pregnant women, even some not even married, or just partners or boyfriends, and that side of the family, or him, he wants it, she doesn't, and then she ends up going and getting these inoculations, you know? Mm-hmm. And these terrible things happen, And I was discussing that on a show the other night, that I just find this, I find human beings in this way, just it baffles me. I have a lot of families around me, not so much friends, just families that I know of, and they're all double jabbed, and they're starting to get their kids done now and all of this. And they love their kids, they really do. I mean, I know parents who just, they just overspoil and love their kids to death. I mean, you can't believe it, you know. They worry about them, and and fuss over them and every little detail, you know, putting their sneakers on for them and making sure what they eat is right, and they fuss and, you know, and fiddle and muck around with their schoolwork and everything. And so every little detail's got to be a certain way, and it got them doing all sorts of things in their lives, and they're trying to be the best parent they can. And then you have this situation where they just take them down or themselves down to these doctor's offices or pop-up clinics and get this stuff injected into their arms, and they don't even question it. It's just complete blind faith. I was like, how could you just do that to your child after the way that you've been acting? And I'm sitting here just, this is insane. Because my job and your job as a parent is to walk in front of a moving truck to protect your kids. You know, you come near my kids, you know, you're going to get hammer blows, you know. This is what we're here for. We protect our children, even if it means we lose our own lives. We do everything that we can. But in this instance, because it's a vaccine and the incredible amounts of mainstream media propaganda, because that's what they use. They use the TVs to do this. People are so brainwashed. It's so deep. It's the deepest river you can ever possibly comprehend now where this goes. It's unbelievable. They're completely brainwashed, they don't even batter an eyelid. They're just taking their kids. Now they're targeting 0 to 5-year-olds. I think they're discussing that now in Australia. They brought it into the primary schools and they're pushing it, you know. And the parents, I actually know some parents who have gone and got their kids done. I have a friend, close friend, who didn't get it and then just suddenly went and got it, you know, and it was just nothing to them. There was not even a concern. They weren't even worried. It's these parents act like they're taking their kids to play sports and it's just taking them down to get the jabs, and it is really insane. Insane. And particularly looking at how we were rushed into this last year, we had a program called Operation COVID Shield, which was, they brought the military in to do this. This was last year in Australia, where you saw all the terrible things happening in Melbourne everywhere with the police, police forces, and it's happening in Canada as well. And they just decided, because the inoculation rates were so low in Australia, and they decided to do this Operation COVID Shield, which was through the military. They had this full brass military general up there, and they did this. But it was a war against us, the people. It wasn't a war with guns and bullets. People thought the military are going to come and hold me down on the carpet and jab a needle in my arm. It wasn't that. They went to war through the TV sets and the media. It was weaponized, militarized war against us. And boy, it worked. They just lied about everything, and they manipulated people in such a way. These are the people that you're bringing up there that are just incapable of, they don't know. I mean, it's amazing how all of us and you and I think this way and we think differently, and straight away we can see the propaganda. I knew straight away what they were trying to do, so I shut them out, and we keep navigating, as you said, and protecting ourselves. But so many people fell into this very quickly. It really was like the Trump warp speed thing in what they did in Australia. It was fast, it was hard, it was direct, and it was nonstop. The TV advertisements, you know, people suffering and dying and shivering in the bed and all of this. But there is no virus, as you say. There never was. There are no variants. There are no bioweapons. There's nothing that's going to be released into the atmosphere. None of it's real. It's all fake. It's all fantasy. None of it existed ever. If you want to believe in a virus or anything like that, then it's being injected into people. That's what it is. You know, because these inoculations, they always trigger pandemics. And the pandemics won't be because of a virus. They'll be because people are sick. And that's what we're starting to see now. It's really amazing. We'll move into that a little bit now, but people were unable to defend themselves or their families. And not only that, many of them didn't want to or feel the need to. They didn't feel like they had to because they believe the government and medical system so strongly. It's so embedded and built in them that they just happily went down to get the injections and put masks on their kids and get them done because they believe in this system so much, and they believe that they're helping humanity, and by getting the injections, you know, they're helping themselves. I have them around me, neighbors, and they don't want me to go near their property if you're not jabbed and all of this. And they're double jabbed and triple jabbed, and they wear masks, and they've got COVID, and they're isolating. I know people like this, and I'm like, why'd you get the jabs in? Well, you can still get it, you know? But like, if you can still get it, why did you get the jabs so? You know, so the double jab, triple jab, they're wearing masks, and they're all being, I've never seen anything like it, Amanda. You probably saw this as well. I didn't see this last year, but as more Australians got the jabs, they're testing more positive for COVID, and they're isolating at home, scared, looking out of the curtains, and they've got a mask on, they're double jabbed, and it's like, what are you doing? Their lives have been terrible since they got those jabs. Absolutely terrible. And now we're in a situation where they're stripping everything away, and I'm able to go and do everything they can do, not really travel, or which I don't want to at the moment, but you know, we're living our lives completely normal as them, and now the circus freak show's kind of been packed away a little bit as we get distracted, you know, and we have politicians standing up there on TV basically saying the whole QR code system, there was no science behind it, it was basically a joke. Sorry about that. Now they're telling us there's no science behind this and that. They're still telling you to get the jabs, but still people are buying into it. They're still buying into it, and they believe it so strongly. So, you know, just to bring that up with all the points that you mentioned there, it is really important. But I am seeing a lot of people with that blind faith thing. And I guess you're seeing it as well. There is just no questioning this system. When, you know, it really is like a cult. And they will go in and get inoculated without even a thought. It just doesn't occur to them to stop and think, hang on, what are you doing here, you know? And so, unfortunately, which we were talking about last year and we knew, we're starting to see the injuries now. It's getting strong, and especially in New Zealand with such a lower population and a high jab rate anyway, but we're seeing it in Australia, and it all seems to be centering around the heart. And you know, I pulled up an article here. They're saying there's this is in the mainstream media, startling rise in cardiac arrests. They're saying 200 people a day are presenting themselves just to this one hospital with chest pains and heart conditions and strokes and all of this. You can see it in the media. They've got TV ads now saying that go and check your heart no matter what age you are, because you're prone to heart problems now. So they're putting all that psyop into it, that there's something wrong with your heart. And then as they normalize it and try and cover all this over. But it seems to me we're seeing a massive spike, especially in young people. This could be to do with the micro blood clotting. When they're starting to do some kind of strenuous exercise, they're going, oh. But we're getting this a lot now. It's starting, I mean, even for those who don't want to see it or refuse to see it or too scared to see it, it's quite in your face now. And I'm sure you're seeing this on your end as well. And it seems to me that they're attacking us, and they're going through the heart center. That's the place they're going to get us. And this is all to do with transhumanism. It's an attack on our consciousness. This is a war on the soul. It's a war, and they're going through the heart. They're going through the heart, absolutely. It's all centering around this. Everybody's getting these spikes in heart conditions, which is extremely worrying, and especially with people that I know, and some people who are in the medical field that I know, that I see here and there, who are maybe late 40s or mid-40s, are walking up the stairs and going, I can't get my breath, but it's not like when I exercise, you know, when you just go for a run and you like, you know, have a drink and you like have a break. They're saying, I feel like my chest is shrunk or something, or I don't feel right. And they're, and feeling weird and all this. And I'm like, whoa. And I know they've had, because they're working as nurses or doctors or in the medical field, I know they've had their boosters. And I'm thinking, wow, these people are walking time bombs. It's really crazy. Is this something that you're seeing as well? And what's your idea of these jabs and the heart center?
Well, I did present it a few times, and about this, because if you understand what they're using in this, shot, one of the things is this gel, this hydrogel. So it's a
Hydrogel, yeah.
DARPA, it's a DARPA-derived hydrogel with graphene oxide, and that's the delivery. So they use this hydrogel in a lot of so-called therapeutics as a drug delivery mechanism. And when they're, I've read a lot of papers on this stuff, and when they are talking in their psychopathic way, when they write these studies, because they're all brainwashed to think they're actually helping people with this kind of crap. But what's happening is they are actually injecting them with these carriers. So they're saying, well, our goal is to put this mRNA piece, inside the cell and make it make this spike protein, and therefore the body's going to recognize this fake virus and the blah 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 blah, right? So this is their story, which is a bunch of load of crap, because there are no spike proteins, because there are no viruses to produce a spike protein. The body doesn't work like that. So that's the cover story. When they do the injections of things that are foreign, they have to trick the body to not identify and tag the materials and remove them from the body. So they have all these sorts of little, like, there's lots of papers about, oh, we tried this and this works well and this synthetic thing works well and that hides from the body. So they make these, so for this particular shot, they seem to form these long hydrophilic tails to, avert the body's own mechanisms that would identify foreign material and say, get out of here. And with these long chain tails that form with a head, so the head and all these tails, they get kind of caught up. Like if they're going through your bloodstream, these wormy looking things can actually get coiled up and can get caught in branches, certain branches of the vessels, of the blood vessels. And right there, now you have a stagnation. There can be inflammation from that, just from that alone. And the blood clotting component comes a bit later when the gel actually denatures in about 30 days. It's the gel that they say looks like a hydra or whatever, that will actually biodegrade in about a month. But the leave behind, which is the graphene oxide, starts to self-assimilate into these shapes. And we've seen these under the microscope. The La Quinta group did it. There's a bunch of other scientific, labs that have looked at what are in these vaccines, under a microscope, watching over time how they produce their materials. And they produce these sharp-edged, kind of looking like, microchips, because the graphene oxide lays down one sheet, flat sheet. And they're very, very sharp. So in my Laura Lynn Tyler Thompson presentation, I showed the pictures of what it looks like. Sam Bailey and her husband Mark Bailey. It was actually an interview. Mark Bailey, he interviewed a scientist who showed what he found underneath the microscope, so that you could see all the shapes. You can look up that information. Now think about these little shards of basically broken glass, which is what they sort of look like, except they're neater, because they really look like chips, like microchips.
Boy.
And they're going through your blood vessels, and they're cutting you. So they're cutting your vessels. Now you're running, or you're playing tennis, or you're doing some sort of walking up the stairs, whatever, and your blood flow is increasing. So you're increasing the nicks and tears happening in your vessels. So that means your clotting mechanism has to get going, right, to stop the internal bleeding. And now you've got tons of nicks, you're going to get more clotting. And with too much clotting, you could get agglutination just from all the inflammation. You can even get agglutination, but really from this. And now you're going to have a clotting disorder problem. And you're going to use up a lot of resources to do that. You know, just like we see with all kinds of shots, they use up a lot of the body's resources because they're an attack on the body, they're poison on the body. The body wants to figure it out, what to do with it, how to heal from it, how to get it out of the body. And it creates all kinds of chaos, communication chaos, hormonal chaos, pheromonal chaos. So what these people have done to themselves is put these microchips in their bodies that self-assimilate. And I was watching a really interesting documentary about Kathy O'Brien, and she was a victim, actually bred through generations of victims, of, you know, the basic elite pedophilia cult. It's called Trance. The movie's called Trance. And in it, you know, she talks a lot about, well, mind control and all the different techniques that they use. But something jumped at me when I listened to it. And she's talking about how they do this subconscious programming and that they can subconsciously program the MKUltra to party, usually around the age of 30 when they're done with them. They want them to die because they're finished raping them and, you know, doing their harvesting and stuff. And they have like a kill switch sort of idea. And what happens is when they start to awaken or they start to remember their dissociation, the dissociative memories, it links to their nervous system and they will have a heart attack or they'll have a stroke, you know, some sort of major myocardial event, and they'll just drop dead. And it was like the light bulb went off for me. Like, this is what they're doing to the population because they're monitoring their heart rate. They're monitoring with these graphene oxide chips, right? Because they're transistors. So they can see where your heart rate's at, see where all your vitals. They can read your vitals. And that means then they can manipulate your vitals if they see where they are. So they can ping you with towers to increase your heart rate. So I think the next level of this for them is to play around with their technologies. Now that these people have they're chipped essentially, how they can get the vitals or the blue chip, the Bluetooth, you know, vitals information from these people, connect it to the grid, which has always been part of their AI, you know, virtual reality, blah, blah story they want. But I think it's more than that. I think that then they can turn you off. You know, they can make you have a heart attack or decide if you know, if you start speaking out against the prime minister or the other dictator, whomever's in power, you know, they can decide to end you. Because you already gave them the consent ultimately, because when you take the shot, you accepted the fate of that. So I think there's multiple ways that these shots are harming people, and which so they've made a huge mess for us on lots of levels to try to sort out. Can you imagine explaining some of this stuff to people who still think that like Trudeau's a great, you know, prime minister, like,
You
and
can't.
have,
You
you know,
can't.
and they have like a Ukrainian flag on their car? I mean, they won't even, they can't even process like two sentences of what I just said. So they are already gone to, like, really, they're already in, you know, because they're going to die or they're going to just be stuck where they're at. And that's what's so tragic. That's just so, like you mentioned, you know, about the nonchalantness of a parent taking the child, you know, down to get their injection as if it's just a lovely day, go get an ice cream and get your shot, you know, get a donut after or whatever. I mean, and they've just sold their soul of their child to the biggest occult, sicko, you know, pedophilia organization you could ever know. And they've just done it just so nonchalantly, and it's really hard to watch. It's really hard to be a witness in this.
Why not just go and throw your child into a volcano, or in a fire, But it's, yeah, that's the thing. Yeah, and but that's what they've got these ads on TV now with people going shopping and walking down the street, and they're saying, get your jab, do it for the community, do it for yourself, do it for your health, do it for your loved ones, you know, do it to get back to things and all of this, you know. And so that's how people are thinking. They're not
Yeah, but
thinking for
only in
themselves. They're mimicking, they're copying the media, you know. That's
I
just,
know, but only
it's
an idiot.
incredible.
It only, but seriously, who fucking thinks like that? Who does
Yeah,
that?
it's crazy. It's
Children?
psychotic. That's
Dumb
what I'm.
children? Well, no, dumb children or idiots.
Yes,
Who would just listen to a box and nod and say and do it? Only dumb, really
yes,
stupid, dumb people,
and they
because
are.
nobody, and they are. So that's, I mean, but that's what we're seeing, right? Because if you actually had a critical thinking bone in your body, you would be suspicious. You would be immediately suspicious. If you had any knowledge of any history on any level of what any government has done in any country in the world, okay? I mean, just you just need a few examples of the thousands and thousands and thousands of examples of governments harming their own people to go, I don't know. Something's fishy about this one, you know?
Isn't that a
Maybe
gut
we'll.
instinct, though, Amanda? Like, isn't that your belly
Well,
instinct?
I
Just
don't think
your
that's.
survival instincts? Where's that going in people? There's nothing there. I mean, haven't they got an intuition where they're like, hang on here. This is a bit
Well,
weird.
I think that's long gone. And I think the fluoride's part of that because we know that the pineal gland is a crystal. It's literally a crystal in our brains, okay? And it becomes, and we've seen it. I mean, they can extract it and look at it, and when it is calcified, it looks like a piece of, coral. It turns from a quartz crystal into like a coral, coral piece of coral, where it's like white, and you can see that it's calcified. And so this is what we're. So they're not lit up. Obviously, they don't have the connection to even have the sense. Now that's like your deeper in. Intuition. That's like your spidey senses stuff. Then you also have a redundant system of your gut, like you mentioned, your gut, right? That gut feeling, which is lower in you. It's like that hara around your belly button feeling, that feeling like that just doesn't feel right there in my gut, where the gut clenches, that kind of thing. And that's gone because of the feeding, the food, the fact that they're all germaphobe maniacs who try to kill everything that's alive when they're mostly alive, we're mostly alive. And we're water and microorganisms and a bit of tissue. That's basically, and some electricity. Like that's what we are, And they're jolting themselves with all the EMFs. So that electrical system's down. They're feeding themselves glyphosate, like almost every piece of food, I swear to God, every piece of food that these people are putting in their mouths have glyphosate in it. And we know that builds up in the gut. We know from studies that that leads to all sorts of microbiome dysfunction in the gut and all kinds of disease states and all kinds of gender dysphoria problems too. I wonder if we're seeing any evidence of that in our culture. And all of the senses where their nervous system is tuned in are dull, are down, are low. So it's a zombie apocalypse, and that's what we're in. We're in it. And like I saw a meme the other day, and it said, I can't remember the movies because there's like all kinds of zombie movies. And it was basically alluding to two different movies. It was like saying, I really hope the zombies are like the slow zombies in this movie rather than the fast walking zombies in this other movie. So at least we can outrun these freaking creatures, And I laughed because I mean you gotta laugh at some of this stuff because or you go crazy, right? But
Well, that's the change in content. I covered that a lot as well. You know, it went from zombies coming out of the ground, if you remember Michael Jackson Thriller and all this stuff, but and then it kind of changed with one of the movies you were mentioning there, which is like 28 Days Later. It was a British film, and people get a rage virus and they go bananas and chase people
That's the
and
one.
chase them
That's the
down.
fast one. Yeah, cool.
That's what you're getting now. And then, and they're still showing you the, that they're biting other people, and then those other people are slowly becoming infected and going crazy as well. But you know, they're showing you what they're doing, but they're mixing in entertainment, so it, you know, you don't take it seriously. So you know, that part of it is sort of Hollywood horror entertainment, but what they're really showing is I believe is really happening now. I think that's why they had so much zombie content and why it was so targeted and so popular, you know, and all the kids. I remember a few years ago, all the kids were just zombies this, zombies that. I was like, what on earth? But that's how the content has changed. Yeah, people are going, there's a lot of these ones now, sorts of movies where people are just using their phones and dropping down dead, you know, and all this kind of stuff. But there's a lot of that, as you said, yeah, where people are getting a virus and going bananas, crazy. And attacking people, that's how they've changed it, and that is that's a worry. Let's hope, as you said, we don't see that, and if we do, let's hope they're not the fast runners.
Yeah, that's
or we've got to get down the storm cellar.
Yeah, we have storm cellar, or you know, we have really good machine guns. You know, we're able to get, you know, some really decent ones.
But they're showing you, right? I mean, they're showing you in the entertainment what they're going to do. And in this way, you contract because you're watching the content, you're turning it on. So subliminally, subconsciously, you are contracting with this information. But at the same time, they're distracting you with you know, other entertainment. And so if you try and tell someone that you've seen too many movies, it's blurring the lines between reality and fiction. So people don't know anymore. And they're watching this stuff and the real things are being... That's what the Freemasons do. They have to tell you what's coming, what they're doing, so we contract. And it's not a written one. It's when you turn on the TV. It's like, as you said, when you go down and you allow them to inject you in the arm, you did that. They used massive amounts of propaganda and fear to get you to do it to yourself. But they didn't physically do it like people were worried about. That hasn't happened yet. When that happens, it's the end of the world. But I'm not getting forced to do anything. People are willingly going down and doing it to themselves because of the propaganda they've been exposed to. And so we're committing suicide in that way. You know, if you look at it. So it's really crazy how powerful this content is. And I talk about a lot how important knowledge is and awareness. It really is the key. You don't, you know, if we can create knowledge and awareness in our communities, then it can save your life, just being aware how you view things around you. You and I and our listeners, we turn on the news at night and laugh. I mean, it really is like looking through the Matrix, but for most families, they're sitting there watching this and they're in a dumbed down, you know, dreamlike state. They're neither here nor there, and they're watching this content and they're walking out and they're practicing this in their day-to-day lives without even knowing. So, you know, they're in the car, but they're not driving. They're not in the driver's seat, if you will, you know. They're walking around like, and they think they're in the control of their lives, but they're not really, because they're under mind control.
It's like, I remember my grandmother, and I know many of us had grandmothers like this, where, you know, they would watch their stories, right? Their soap opera stories. And they were so excited for when their soap operas came on. And that was part of the conditioning and slippery slope maneuvering into the news, which are the stories now, right? Like the drama and the hype and the dopamine hit, right? The sensationalism. Why do you think those CIA agents called journalists, you know, why do you think that they talk so weird? They all talk really strange. They have a strange cadence they're trained to talk in. It's for a reason. You know, this creates drama. They're color, flashy colors, ticker tape across the bottom. You know, the whole show is there to hook you in and give you a feed, like there's an addiction to it. And yeah, I even see it in the truth community. They've just maneuvered it over into, you know, half truth stuff. So where it's like really showy and really sensational, like The High Wire as an example, right? Like Del Bigtree, one of the biggest controlled agents there is in the movement, the vaccine movement. And when people wake up, you know, they might go into, they don't know what's real. They think that, you know, all that information is safe. They don't have no idea about controlled opposition. They don't understand that stuff yet. So they get trapped into all these, but it's the same, it's like jumping from one into the next. It's a very similar footprint, right? Because it pulls on your emotions. It pulls on your energy. So until you actually master that, you know, until you see that in yourself, then you stop the feed. You can cut it right off. And the only information that's coming in is when it's calm and rational and usually on your own terms, meaning, you know, you're doing your own research. You're not really looking for another presenter always to do it. But if you do find another presenter who's done the research for you, those are the things you're looking for. You're looking for calm, rational, you know, not in the news tonight. Oh my God. You know, and like this sort of crap, because nobody should be doing that to your body. Nobody should be trying to sell it to you, right? You know, or convince you with shininess or marketing ploys, that kind of stuff. Cause that's what they're doing. And I think that we have a lot of growing up to do, to start to pull away from being used on all these levels, you know, and it just, I think as we mature and as we spiritually mature, as we become adults, we you know, graduate through different echelons and we start, oh, I didn't realize I was being pulled into something. Oh, okay. Now I see that. Oh, interesting. Okay. I'll stop doing that. Oh, and here too. Oh, I didn't even know I was there too. Oh my God. You know, and it seems to always spiral up like this, where you're always going to be learning and you're always going to be working toward that. And it must be reasons, obviously, that it's designed in this way, but we're meant to actually keep achieving it rather than staying stagnant and stuck and just sitting on the couch and watching the same news show that you've watched for 20 years, thinking you're informed, you know, that kind of stuff. Then that person is the living dead, because they are not moving forward. There's no flow. There's no spiral flow of waters. And their waters are dead. They do not have structured water inside their bodies. They're, you know, they're toxic. They're toxic people. So we can only help them as much as possible, because, you know, that's what we're here. I feel I'm here to do anyway, is just try to assist as much as possible without doing too much self-harm, because it's very draining. And hopefully people will start to realize that it's your own work has to be put into this. It's not someone going to save you. You know, it's not some sort of miracle that's going to happen. It's not a government, politician, any of those organizations are not going to come in and fix this. And at least not this time, or has it ever been, you know, in history, really? I don't believe that. But it's us. It has to be our own efforts that go into this, or you don't get the fruits. There's no fruits produced by waiting and obeying and giving away your freedoms ever more. You know, like Amazon just rolled out this frickin' pay system, where when you go in, I didn't even know they had Amazon stores, because I'm not in a city, so I don't even know what the hell they have anymore. But you go and shop at the bookstore or something, and they scan your palm, and so you just put your palm over the scanner and you've paid. It has it in the system. I'm like, basically they're fingerprinting you. I'm like, do people? And there, people were asked, you know, how do you feel about this this hand scanner PayPass thing? And I'm like, oh, it's great, because sometimes I just, you know, I don't want to bring my wallet, or I forget my wallet, or it's just so easy. It's just, this is the consciousness of these dullards. That they think that's cool is extremely alarming to me. Like, obviously, the brainwashing and the indoctrination in the government-funded propaganda schools has taken in these millennials, that they think that's awesome. Obviously, the superhero movies have stuck inside their subconscious, where they think that's just walking through a scanner and there's no bound on what somebody can know about all of you, your personal information. There's no privacy. Who cares? In communism, I guess you don't have privacy. And I think they like that, you know, but these people are giving away their freedoms for a gimmick. They're giving away their personal unique fingerprints to an AI technology because they don't want to bring their freaking credit card to the store. I mean, it's mind-boggling to me. Mm. It's alarming to me that people of any age would think that that's awesome. So it's, and then the deep fake tech, that's going to get worse. And so, you know, I think all of that screen time stuff is eventually going to go away because there's not going to be much for us there ultimately, right? Because we're going to be busy growing our gardens and we're going to be busy probably, you know, shooting drones from the sky.
Yeah, I know. You know? Like those science fiction movies where you're on the underground, you know, trying to reach people through these frequencies to wake them up, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
It's crazy. It's interesting what you mentioned there, though, because I've been talking about that a lot. And we do, there does seem to be, it seems to me heavily that the inoculated are carrying around some kind of their own personal IP address. And this is appearing through Bluetooth, and apparently you can prove this to yourself. This is a deep concern as well. But you know, we've been trained into this system through the phones. That's how they got us. It was all through the mobile phones. People think that's just a phone, a text, or whatever. That has been a tool for this New World Order system to introduce you through the doors of hell here. And it's interesting what you say there, because we use our phones to scan everything, and people have been paying with phones, and it's right near your palms and your wrist, and then you got all this tap and go, and that went from cards, credit cards, into the phone. Mm-hmm. So I see people go and grab a coffee in the morning and they just pay with their phone. Oh, what's this jerk doing? Don't you have change, mate? There you go. Now you're talking about walking into stalls and you know, to get a product and waving your you know, your palm there, and then you know, so now you've got a situation where they've taken away the phone. Now you're not holding the phone anymore. They don't need that. And this is what we've been saying: once with this graphene oxide and people getting these injections and being chipped, perhaps we're going into a sort of situation here where people will become the system, and the system will just recognize you. So you won't even have to say anything. I don't know. You just go in to your favorite coffee store in the morning and you get it, and you've already paid. So this is when they take away paper money and currency, you know, and it's all done internal now. And so it's like a card trick. They've taken away that phone. And then maybe it's going to get to the point where you don't need mobile phones. Maybe it'll all be done in your head or something. I don't know. I've seen science fiction movies like that where these agents have these computer screens behind their eyes, you know, and they're accessing and making calls and things, you know. So, I mean, they do show you all that, but there you go. You know, that's an interesting thing that you've brought up there, because I knew that was coming. You know, that kind of people just giving up their, as you said, their purse. But as you said there, in this way, we're being told by these global elitists, as they call themselves. I don't think there's anything elite about them. I think they're rats.
Yeah.
But we hear from this Klaus Schwab. He said that this changes you, didn't he? If you heard that video, he's talking about gene editing, cutting DNA, editing our genes. And, you know, like if you look at that, wow. I mean, And most people, because especially, I don't want to pick on them, but younger people, they're so addicted to technology and phones. They're so used to this system now. A lot of them have an atheist attitude that this is all there is. And, you know, most of them be like, well, you know, I mean, you're giving up your DNA. You're giving up your your DNA. It's not like you're just giving up some photos or something online. This is your DNA. It's your very makeup that the science world tells us is junk. This is who you are. This is the secrets of life, possibly encoded in here. You're giving it up. You're giving it up. Your wrist and your palms and your eyes and your personal details. Everything is just gone now, and you haven't even blinked. It's, you know, and that's what technology has done with a lot of, especially young people. But a lot of young people are wise here, and they're and they're cluing on. But you look at Facebook and, you know, unbelievable. Now you can start to understand why Facebook was done. People just, they went on there and they just gave it all their details, all their information, mm-hmm. everything that they do. It's happening on Instagram and everywhere now. They're just, they don't care, you know. It's all just up online. And you kind of think, whoa. Mm-hmm. And I think that's, yeah, people are like that now. They don't mind too much with this new technology that they're going to bring in, the smart cities and everything, because it's going to make their lives awesome and really quick and everything, but not for us. As you said, we want to return. We want to return back to the natural world and natural law. And we're at that stage here we're at that stage now, I think, that we pass over into this kind of transhuman realm agenda, this abyss, or we get spooked and we go back. And I want to go back. I want to go back, and I'm not going there. Not for me, thanks. I don't care about the technology, you know?
No.
You know, I use it now to talk to you. I've got a basic setup, and I don't want a phone anymore. If people want to contact me, they can just email, or I'll get a home phone or whatever. I tried to hardwire everything and just keep it simple. We don't need it. We don't need all this technology. It's crazy. As long as I can speak to you now and I can do some work on my website and basic things, I don't need 5G. I don't need any of this fast internet. I don't need to do 100 things at once. You know, I don't want to. I don't have the desire to. And I like to just kind of be quiet and old school now. I live in an old house. I have old stuff. I don't mind it, you know. I don't want all this modern things because I can see where it's going and where it's leading people, and I don't like it. It doesn't fit. And all these frequencies and phones and technology and 5G and jabs, inoculations, technology, it's black magic to me. It's not of this earth realm. It's not meant to be here. It's not part of who we're meant to be. It's not good at all. All these frequencies around and everything, it's not good at all. And it's unfortunate. And I think you're going to see this a lot in cities, definitely wanting to do it to all around. I know Canada's a big one. You guys had the exact same situation as Melbourne did here. So these are what's called like sorrow strong cities, or resilient cities through the United Nations. The Rockefeller Foundation guys were in Melbourne years ago working with Daniel Andrews on these smart city grids, smart rail, all of this stuff. All the technologies going in there as well, as they get the old out and push the old out and bring all this new in. That's what we're seeing. That's why they're burning us out here and flooding us out. They're getting people off the land, pushing them more into these city areas, and it's all going to change. And it's all going to, people are going to be hooked up in these smart cities, and for a lot of them it's possibly going to be really great. But in a way, I guess, as many may, you know, I always say this, it's like you're doing a deal with the devil, you know, in a way. The devil's come down and said, I'll give you these three wishes or whatever, and you take your money and your fame and your sex or whatever, you know, but you've given up your soul, right? Or that devil's going to come back to cash in at some point. So it might be good for a while, but what have you really given up and what have you given away? So it's, you know, people have a lot of questions here to ask themselves, I think, as you said, not ask the government or the TV or people around. You need to sit still and say, what am I doing here? What is all this about and what do I want? And people aren't doing that because there's so much propaganda and entertainment, and they're being bombarded so much. And as you said, with those shows, they're addictive. It's we're in incredible times, Amanda. With our short bit of time left before we wrap up today, what I'll just get you to break down, what would be your points if we were to talk to our listeners who are not jabbed, people like us who are thinking like us. I know a lot of people will be onto this. They're prepping and doing things. What's your advice on how we can protect ourselves here? Would you recommend anything to help cleanse every day if we are around people and we do live in city environments? Any kind of ways that we can basically protect ourselves and our families? And I know you've talked about this, going back, maybe getting back out into the country, getting away from cities could be a good thing if people can organize that, start growing food, going back to that sort of thing, back to the soil, you know. What would you recommend for our listeners out there who maybe say for perhaps some folks who are not getting the jabs and they're thinking like we are and they might be stuck around city environments, what would be a good way for them to keep protected and keep their bodies so healthy? Because they may be living with people who are getting the jabs too. We've got to think of that, you know? And also, yeah, we can't be hard on people because a lot of these people are gone, as you said, let them go. And if we try to save them, they're going to be like when people are drowning and they're going to drown us. But there's a lot of people who are just new to this information and they did get the jabs, and I do feel for them. I do. They're really upset. They lost their jobs. They couldn't feed their kids, and they went and got two Pfizers, and now they're so bitter and angry. They're really upset about it, and I guess they're trying to find ways maybe to help cleanse, and they definitely don't want any more, and we want them on our side. I'm just wondering how we could help these folks, you know?
Well, it's a tough place to be in because here's the issue. If COVID woke you up, which I know it did wake up a lot of people, the issue was that there were so many opportunities for these people to wake up before that and they ignored it.
Yes, I
because,
agree.
Yeah. You know, yeah. I've been awake since early 2000, since 2000, but before that I was very suspicious. And, you know, I know that there were probably a lot of hints and breadcrumbs along the way that they chose to ignore. So that's why they're in the position they're in now, because it's rougher on them. And they're going to have to own that. They're going to have to forgive themselves, of course, but they're going to have to own it, that they fucked up because they didn't listen along the way. Because they already should have been out of cities. They already should have moved away from the jab people. They already should have had job security. They already should have put away food. They already should have put away money. They already should have been thinking way back, even in 2012, even in 9/11, okay? They should have been starting to go, wait a freaking second, this world is not secure. I need to really look at the big picture here. You know, there were a lot of opportunities to figure out that there was a New World Order agenda and that they weren't stopping and that the vaccines were killing people and all vaccines kill people and hurt people and maim and damage our lineages and are no good and never were, right? So there were lots and lots of those chances. So now, if they are in a city and they're hanging around the jabbed and they're, you know, flooded with EMF and they're trapped and they're broke because the cost of living's gone up because of inflation, because they, of course, they're doing the Great Reset. So of course they're going to bankrupt everything on purpose. They're going to overspend. They're going to overprint money. That's how they're doing this. They want you in the basic universal income that they're going to offer because that's what communists do, right? And if you've ever looked at any history, you know, anywhere that's brought in communism, it's stark, ugly buildings. Nobody can get access to materials anymore. There's bread lines. Their money is worthless, like the same crap. So think along those lines, because that's where it's going. Just with tech, it's going there with more tech. And you'll be given the tech because they want you with in the grid. So if you have friends, if you have colleagues, if you have people who feel trapped, collaborate, have discussions, collaborate while you still can collaborate before they crack down on that too, before they come seize your stuff because they, you know, somebody snitched on you, some freaking absolute unpinned maniac, right? Who, you know, because communism always breeds snitches, called someone on you because you're subverting a corrupt system, a corrupt governmental system, and you're trying to survive and you're subverting it from your own free will, and some asshole goes and calls someone on you or reports you.
Lost Amanda Volmer there. She has disappeared. I'll try and get her back, folks, but
Hi, sorry. Are you there? Do you hear me? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Shoot. Can you hear me?
You're right.
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Yeah, my mic just died, so oh. I had to switch. Yeah.
That's okay.
I don't know where I was even at what I was saying.
No. Oh, so you got it. You're using a new mic. That's okay.
Yeah.
That's all right. We'll
Well, what the last thing I was saying there that I remember was, if people want to get up on their health game, that's what I teach, right? So they can just go to yummy.doctor, doctor being the domain name, doctor, and start in the search term, area, look up detox, look up liver, look up coffee enemas, look up urine therapy. I've been doing a lot of videos on urine therapy. It's free. It's your own perfect medicine. So, look up all the different ways that you can extract yourself from the dependency on the system. What are you going to do if you get hurt? What are you going to do when you get ill from any means? How are you going to prevent disease? How are you going to get the toxins out of your body? So that's what I provide there. So it's just you're going to have to research it yourselves, right? And do your own reading and do your own work. And I suggest people to get books, not just depend on their computers and stuff too. Actually have hard copy books of these sorts of things, or print out stuff even, so that they have it, physically have it. So that there's a lot to learn. So people should be educating themselves, preparing themselves in all these sorts of ways, and trying to not feed the system, feed the beast as much as possible, ultimately.
Absolutely. Thanks, Doc, for all of that great knowledge and chatting with me today. It's been great to have you on. And we'll connect again on the next one. You're very busy, so I just book them in. It's possible for chats. And I'll put all your website links and everything up in the podcast description, and I'll let you know when that's up as well. And you can share and covered some great ground today on the podcast. And thanks for being with me here on Real Independent Media as we move forward into 2022. And I'll put any of your I'll put your YouTube, you've put that through, and anything else you think of, please just put it through here on Skype, so I can attach that in. And have a great night there, and thanks so much for chatting with me today.
Thank you. Thanks so much, Adam. Thanks for all you do and share as well. Good luck over there.
Okay, we'll do. We'll keep in touch.
Absolutely.
Okay,
Okay.
take care.
Great. You as well.